you poor, pathetic, deluded bonehead.
Yep. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com and on our app. I'm Jason Matheson. Alexis is off today. Joining me, and it's just the two of us, ladies and gentlemen, Dawn McClain.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Dawn. And good morning to all of you on this Thursday, May 19th, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to the last alarm clock before the weekend. Welcome to Accounting Day. Welcome to Boys Club Day. Welcome to Brown Baggot Thursday. Uh-oh. Welcome to Celebrate Your Elected Officials Day. Well, some of them. Welcome to Global Accessibility Awareness Day. Welcome to Hummus Day. Welcome to May Ray Day. Welcome to National Aperitif Day. Welcome to National Devil's Food Cake Day. Wow. Welcome to National Hepatitis Testing Day. Welcome to National Notebook Day, World Family Doctor Day, and welcome to your very first sip of coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Raise that glass and take your first sip with us.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Dawn, how's your tea?
Oh, it's just great. I put the right amount of monk fruit sweetener in it. It's kind of I'm trying to always find the best fake sugar, you know, that's natural, that doesn't raise your insulin levels, which that's what monk fruit doesn't do. You know, some of those artificial sweeteners, it's just like having sugar and they taste gross. So
it's perfect. And who knows what chemicals are in there.
Exactly.
That'll make you grow a second head.
Oh, I kind of need one, though.
Yeah. I do, too. To tell people off in one head and smile with the other.
Right.
Mine's okay today.
Okay. Is this the new drink?
No. And I was going to switch, and I should have, because there's a lot of new employees at my Starbucks, and it hasn't been right for about a week, and I'm too Minnesotan. I don't want to say anything because I don't want to be that guy.
No.
And I know I'm being passive aggressive by being that guy on the radio.
Well,
but
it's content.
It's content. But but no, I don't want to be like this guy. This morning was so gosh darn nice. And it is a really pretentious, high maintenance drink that I do. So I just smile and I take it and I drink it. But I think I am going to switch to that brown sugar crap tomorrow and just make it that way. It's easy. I don't have to, I don't have to like butt clench when I order it. Like, oh God, is this going to be right?
Does it have foam though? The brown sugar drink.
No. Oh, it's probably better. Probably a few less calories, too.
Okay,
I'm sure Panda will tell me. Panda, is it less? I think it is less calories than the
I would miss the foam, not to sway you in a different direction, but
I believe me, it's a dilemma. I know. In the world of dilemmas, this is not even registering. But,
I know, but still. But
5 o'clock in the morning, it registers,
yeah,
let me tell you.
You start your morning.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah.
Good.
I went to physical therapy yesterday, feeling good. That's, for my neck because that was the source of my headache. So, working on that. And also I have scoliosis, I found out. So they're trying to align my hips and that's
all connected.
You just
found this out yesterday?
Found out when I was doing a charity walk for Susan G. Komen. It was a 60-mile walk, and I used to do those like every year. And one year it was like, wow, my hip is hurt so bad. And during the walk, and I went into a triage doctor because I almost was like, I might not be able to finish.
Oh,
and he looked, I'm like, my hip is killing me. And so he examined me and he's like, well, do you know you have scoliosis? And I'm like, no. So my spine is curved and twisted inward. And they think... So a scoliosis can be caused by things. It's not just from birth. There are different kinds. So they think it's because of me lifting a heavy tray like you did at Red Lobster over and over again on my left side and kicking out the right hip. And so your muscles, your back can like curve and all your muscles can tighten on one side to adjust for that weight adjustment that you're constantly doing. And also my baby was very big when she was born, and I would hold her on the hip in the same way. So it's like, so I kind of deformed my back in that way, and it's been that way for so long, it's going to take a bit to, but it's all connected, you know, like back, my hips being off, my carrying myself differently up into my neck, it's all.
It's like that song, the hip bones connected to the back. Right. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm feeling good about knowing the answers to things.
Yes.
I think that's what's most important, is that it's something that I can control. And I do these neck exercises every day that I don't get headaches anymore. So
the irony of this conversation and what's interesting about it is for me is that I'm going through kind of the same thing, as far as I've never went to a chiropractor, and I've never had an adjustment. I've never, and hashtag hot trainer has been telling me, my husband, my mother-in-law, because I have, especially walking around Disney, I get lower back pain.
Sure.
Or I just, you know, I get sore, and Colin keeps telling me, and I think I'm finally going to do it. I think I'm finally, I'm a little scared, if I'm being honest, but I think I'm finally going to go to a chiropractor. I don't know who, but I'm going to go to one. Colin has one, but I don't know. I want to go to and check it out, because I've never had it done.
Same
and I'm
here.
Sure I'm misaligned. I'm
sure you are. I mean, I don't know how many people, I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of people get misaligned, and, you know, mentally and physically.
Yeah,
we're working on the mental part. I have, this is going to be over with. I have one more session, and he actually, yesterday, my physical therapist used this seatbelt apparatus that he, like, literally has a seatbelt that has a padding thing on it, and he makes, like, a figure eight around his waist, and then my leg, and he's like pulling my leg out from my you know, like, not, but it feels really good to be like, it's like traction. And so MC is going to come in next time in 2 weeks, and he's going to teach him how to do it. I'm like, hey, you have to come in and learn how to do this to me so that I can get my hips right and aligned.
Oh my god, it's like a take home kit. I love that.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the health minute. This has been the health segment with Dawn and Jason.
You've got mail.
Panda has come through once again. The iced brown sugar oatmeal shaken espresso, which, by the way, Starbucks, could you possibly come up with a longer name for that? Anyway, is basically 100 calories less than mine. That's pretty good.
Oh, that's great.
I'll totally take that.
So you could add some foam back in, right?
I'll try.
Just say,
but no.
Hey, can you put some foam on there?
I actually liked that. It's so long to say, but I liked that iced brown sugar oatmeal shake and espresso, just how God made it. I did enjoy it. So I'm going to switch. Thank you, Panda. Love you.
Thanks, Panda.
You're the best. By the way, speaking of food, Phil had the disc yesterday. He actually finally ate it yesterday. We're talking about the Mexican pizza. It's back officially today. Remember, Dawn, yesterday was for special people.
You had to be in the club and get on the app. And I bet they were so bothered.
Yeah. I know. Those poor drive-thru people, they probably all day long kept getting asked about it. But today it's for everybody. It's for all of us. The great unwashed. Now we can all get.
We can just drive up and get it at our convenience.
Without a password and an app and the secret handshake and a secret hand gesture, we can get all of them. So I can't today, but I will eventually. I want to try to get it and see if it's any different, because I'll know immediately. Dawn, you'll know if it's different, won't you?
Yeah, I've had it so many times. I can taste it right now just by thinking about it.
Yep, that's right. Hey, guys, before we take a break, listener rewards get a foldable wagon like Dawn has for summer activities, plus gift cards to Pizza Luce, Dunn Brothers, or Ever Eve. See everything up for grabs and listener rewards at mytalk1071.com. That's right, or you can sign up on our app. When we come back, a lot of food news, including an interesting cookbook. And I was in a big-ass Starbucks. That and more when we come back. 5 stars. That's how much Dr. Amy Hughes's patients love her work. The incredible 5-star reviews for my friend Dr. Amy Hughes of Hughes Dental just keep on coming. And if you're thinking about creating your best smile, call my friend Dr. Amy Hughes. Again, she is a 5-star rated dentist. I said 5-star.
And in Minnesota, she's one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists through the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry.
That's great. I actually Googled what people are saying about her, and our friend Dr. Amy is doing it right. Her patient Nicole had this to say about her experience with the team at Hughes Dental. I had the absolute best experience with Dr. Amy Hughes and her team. They are incredible. I came in wanting to improve my smile, and their work was flawless. They listened to my needs and concerns and tailored my treatment plan appropriately. I'm obsessed with my new smile. I wish I'd done this sooner.
I jumped on the Google too. Here's what Shannon said about her experience. Hughes Dental is amazing. I always feel that my dental needs are met in an efficient and professional way, and that Dr. Hughes and Jackie truly care about their patients. I really appreciate the attention to detail and fancy technology that they have also. Thanks for all you do, Dr. Hughes.
You can see some of Dr. Amy's patients' beautiful new smiles on her website, hughes-dental.com. While you're on her website, check out the free video consult. Be sure to let them know that Jason told you that Hughes Dental is the only choice for your smile makeover. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything.
Suck on that, losers.
Thank you, Dave.
Oh.
Thanks. Thanks for being here, everybody, on this Thursday, May 19th, 2020. Little food news. Talking about Starbucks a few minutes ago. I posted a picture of this on my Instagram earlier in the week, if you happen to have caught it. And that is, you know, they're doing a lot of construction. Well, the whole park is under construction, basically, at Epcot. And they finally opened up their new Starbucks. And it is one of the largest Starbucks I have ever seen. It's not the biggest in the world. Chicago has one that's huge. It's like 8 stories. It's like an experience store. But this one is one of the biggest outside of those big city stores. It is so massive. It has like two different separate line systems, two separate queues, one to the left and one to the right. And each one of those has, I think, 3 or 4 registers. It is so massive and such a huge operation. I just thought, oh my goodness. We thought we went on an off time, and it was like waiting in line for a ride. And Dawn, you witnessed that.
Sure.
when you've been with us. And it was beautiful, but my goodness, I just could not wrap my brain around how large the Starbucks was.
Please remind me again where this is.
Well, this is now moved.
Okay.
This is now in a new location. It's right by the ball.
Oh.
It's right by Spaceship Earth. It used to be to the left, and now it's to the right of the ball if you're looking toward the entrance.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the other one was Dinky, right?
Dinky. Very well, yeah. The temporary one was Dinky. And then the permanent one was kind of Dinky.
Okay.
I mean, the old permanent one was kind of Dinky. This one is just, it looks like a ride. It looks like the Starbucks ride. That's why I told Colin, let's go to the Starbucks ride. Well, and speaking of Epcot, there's a cookbook?
Yes. Now, this is an unofficial cookbook, okay?
Oh.
This is written by a woman named Ashley Kraft. She already has a cookbook out called The Unofficial Disney Parks Cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
And she has learned these recipes from the park. And I don't know how she gets her information, but now she is putting out the unofficial Disney Parks Epcot Cookbook, which, as a lot of you know, the World Showcase, the food festival in October every year is like the best time to go to Epcot.
The best.
Because, I mean, every country, there are, what, 11 countries in Epcot? And so everyone, they always have food. But this is like, they feature every year a different type of, you know, foods that you can try. And so she has compiled just things from every country, it looks like. And it's 240 pages, 20 bucks.
Some of them that she has cracked the code for, the jumbo pretzels from the Germany pavilion.
Right.
The fish and chips from the United Kingdom Pavilion.
Which are like amazing.
Hello. I mean, like real fish. I mean, even though it's in an amusement park and you're like, yeah, Jace, it's no. The recipe, we've talked to enough cast members, the recipe for the batter, how they do it, is really from the UK. The avocado margaritas from the Mexico Pavilion at the Tequila Bar, Dawn.
Yeah. Jeff had a lot of fun there. Yeah, yes.
My executive producer.
Oh, my gosh.
I love Mexico. Yeah. let me just, I don't want to leave people out of that. My executive producer, Jeff, who is, you know, most hours of his life, he's a quiet guy, is not overly excitable. He has kind of one speed or maybe two, you know, frustrated or calm. And Stephanie Hansen bought everybody a little bitty, like a flight of different tequila shots. Now, these are itty bitty, like a thimble.
It's
thimble
like
shots.
When you got fluoride in school, that's how big they were.
Perfect, Dawn. Yes. Yeah. Well, Jeff thought the whole flight was for him, and he did all of the thimbles. And about 10, 15 minutes later, I'm outside of the Mexico Pavilion with half of our group standing outside. And Jeff ceremoniously comes from the pavilion, and he comes out and he puts both of his arms out wide. He goes, I love Mexico.
So everybody understood that everybody, like, I wasn't drinking.
No.
But, like, it was like people got, I think, three trays of different shots. And each one had four little tiny. So we were supposed to just sip a little. Like, some of them were smoky. Some of them, you know, I didn't. But, you know, it was all like a, let's try this. It wasn't a, I mean, but he was like, oh, great. He had already been drinking, I mean, like everybody else before. But he just downed an entire shot. And we're like,
We're like, Jeff, no, Jeff Hansen bought that
really
for everybody.
Said anything,
no,
and I was like,
because were you outside at that point, or were you inside with Steph and the boys?
I was inside with Steph
them.
And the boys
because
it was hot,
yeah,
and that was so cold in there, and nice and dark. It was very pleasing, and Jeff was really at that point. The alcohol had really hit him. And then I'm like, Jason and Colin are coming in expecting their little bit of these shots. And they were not cheap. Like, I think it was something.
Oh, Hanson spent. No, it was a lot.
It was like, I don't know if it was like $20 for a tray of those four little shots, something like that.
Yeah, 20 or 30. Yeah.
But, you know, everybody, it's no big deal. You know, it was funny. And
I will take this opportunity once again to brag on my love, Dawn. Livia, I hope you are listening to me. I hope you are listening to the words coming out of my mouth, because not that I didn't think Dawn was dedicated before, but my goodness, my talkers, y'all need to know Dawn has the willpower of Superman, because she was surrounded, like, we went to France, y'all. And Hanson and our friend Jen bought basically the entire pastry case.
What the heck? I mean, I think I have a picture somewhere of all the food items we had. And that was the first place we stopped.
First stop. We bought all the food items. And Dawn resisted, y'all.
The whole
The whole day. And then she ate one thing she wanted. One thing. And she came back. And I know Dawn's faces. I know Dawn well enough. And she just kind of looked disappointed. And this was the one thing she wanted in the Brazil Pavilion. And
because it was
she came
on
back,
the plan.
And I know Dawn's faces. No one else was paying attention. And I walk over, I go, what's wrong? And she goes, well, I waited in line and it didn't quite give me what I wanted.
Yeah,
and
they didn't give me the right thing.
Yeah, I go, you get back over there right now. You can't eat all day. This is the one thing. This is the one thing you can eat. And you went back over and got it. But Livia, y'all are lucky. Dawn
I found
was,
things, yeah. Yes. I ate like three different times, but I did go back to that one place twice because it was definitely like I can look at a menu and go, okay, that's okay for me.
That's good, yeah, you know, yeah.
It's basically like a chicken and vegetable dish.
Yes, so. Yeah. It was, oh gosh, but yeah, we basically ordered the entire, this book, by the way, I found it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Just search for the unofficial Epcot cookbook.
And you can pre-order it right now for $19.79.
It looks so good. Bravo to her for cracking these recipes.
Right.
I want her to crack the recipe for those nachos in Mexico. They have I crave. They're nothing special, but it's like just crappy cheese, but they're so damn good. So go get it right. Crappy cheese. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. I have a little just saying when we return. Outside of talking to you two for 3 hours Monday through Friday, my other favorite person to talk to is my therapist.
Yeah, I know I'm good, Jason, but I don't have a psychology degree.
Hey, Don, you know where you can get one. St. Mary's University of Minnesota. You can earn your Bachelor of Science in Applied Psychology. And it's fully online.
Really?
Yes, and you can complete it in as few as 2 years. It's also a degree completion program with a generous transfer policy.
I've heard there is such a demand for careers in counseling and social services, school psychology, and human resources. A degree in applied psychology could provide the foundational knowledge needed to start in these careers.
The best part of St. Mary's is its heart. Faculty and staff get to know you and become your allies on your educational journey.
That's right, Don. Go to smun.edu or use my talk keyword St. Mary's.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
It's premiere week on CBS. Waylon Jennings himself heads into Hazard on the Dukes. Then on the shocking season premiere of Dallas. Who thought they shot JR? But it's Bobby's life that hangs in the balance. And on the season premiere of Falcon Crest.
We've been sabotaged.
11 trapped souls. Who will live and who will die? Friday.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Very dramatic.
11 trapped souls? What's 11? That? 11.
That's right. It was a plane.
Oh.
They were Angela and Chase and the whole Falcon Crest family was on a private jet that was crashing.
Oh, my gosh.
And for once on these dumb shows, there were actually deaths. Not everybody miraculously survived. Like on Dynasty, they had a royal wedding or something, a Moldavian massacre, and no one really died, which was so funny.
No. Anyway. I mean, good, but eh.
But yeah. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Jason and Alexis. Alexis is off today. Dawn's here. You're here. Kenny's here. And it is Thursday, May 19th, 2022. Coming up a little bit later, it's a kind of a deep tease. Tonight at around 7, I think that's when the showings are going to start. Downton Abbey opens for you 6 o'clock friends. We won't make you wait till 8. Just trust the two of us. We saw the sneak preview about a month ago. We loved it, right, Don?
We loved, capital L, loved it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
It's so good.
They've really nailed it with both movies.
Yep,
I loved the last one. It was just less, there was such joy in it, you know? I mean, and this one was more complex, I think, and
it's definitely so worth seeing. Yeah, we'll have a more extensive review coming up at 8, but for you 6 o'clock friends, grab your girlfriends, grab your Downton friends, and make it a fun Sunday afternoon at the movies. And we all need a little joy right now, and that will provide you some joy. Right now, though, I have a just saying.
I'm just saying.
Time for just saying.
You got something you want to say?
I do. This is relatable. You don't need to do a radio show or a TV show to feel this way. And the umbrella situation here is when people who you haven't spoken to in years or never bothered with you to begin with.
Okay, I can see where this is going.
Never bothered with you. We're aware of you, but never had time for you at all. Thought you were not worthy of their time or attention. Suddenly have time for you.
Oh, gosh.
And that's the gist of this just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I got a DM yesterday or the day, or I'm sorry, let me say this again. I got followed on Instagram by somebody who I have been aware of for more than a decade.
Okay.
And I'm aware of this person because they are what I and my friend group considered as we say, an A-gay. the popular kids, the dashingly good-looking group, like Sven Sundgaard and all of his friends, you know, back in the day, and Blake guy who left. They traveled in packs, like just good-looking, 0% body fat packs. Yeah, and you couldn't join the club unless you know you had to go through a tape measure. And so those folks, this person was kind of part of that ecosystem. And back in the day, because I've never been that. I've never, ever been that. I've never been that good-looking guy. I've never been, you know, popular with the gays. He was the part gays. Of that. The gays, yeah. I got followed by him yesterday.
Okay.
Or the day before.
All righty. Was it just a follow, or was there a...
It was just a follow.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it was just a follow. And I thought... Oh, okay, well, that's nice, you know, because now we're both older. I think I'm a little older, but I'm like, oh, and it, the beginning sure. of this is, it was kind of heartwarming. You know, I was like, oh, you know what? We're maturing and realizing that we don't have to keep repeating the cycles of high school.
Oh, I see. Yes,
you know,
yes.
I thought, oh, the popular kids are now talking to the band kids, you know?
Right.
I thought that's
quite literally.
Quite literally, yeah. I was a band kid and a drama club kid.
Yeah.
And it just, that's nice. And because I thought now let me also say this. Out of that ecosystem, I always did think that he was nice. I did.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was as atrocious as somebody else. And I'm not talking about Sven. Sven's my buddy and
no,
I like Sven.
No.
I'm talking about other one. But, an atrocious human being. But so I got this follow, and then it was followed up by a message.
Oh.
And an email.
What?
Pitching me something.
No.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Pitching me something for the show.
Oh, okay.
And I just thought, I heard the Pac-Man sound effect in my head. I went, wah, 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 wah. And I just thought, isn't that the rub?
So now you know, it's convenient for you to be friends with me.
I know. And I'm not just saying this on the radio. I did respond with that. I said, oh, you know, they wrote out, I sent you an email and I said, oh, that's why your fault. That's why you suddenly followed me after all these.
That's awesome. So at least you brought it up.
Yeah. He did, and he was a good sport about it, and it was very sweet about it. But it just, I must admit, and I think this situation is relatable to all of you listening, because you don't have to be pitched something, or your job can be different or whatever. But I'm sure in your life, you've had somebody come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
That never, Dawn, you've had this in your life, haven't you?
Absolutely. Especially people that are looking for jobs in the industry. Suddenly now they're messaging me.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, you can go on the website for my company and apply. I mean, I don't know if they're asking for a reference, because I don't know you like that. You know,
yeah.
I'm not going to give somebody a reference that I don't believe in anyway, because if they fail or aren't, you know, especially
looks
people that
on you.
Have had ego things in the past from where they've worked and I know about it. I'm like, I don't want them to go over there, be a diva or here.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm like, sorry, they're a jerk.
I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do get that.
It just, again, not the biggest.
This is a different situation, obviously, than what Jason's going through, but yeah.
Oh, but no, yeah. And let me frame this. Not the big, you know, just sayings are never that's the whole purpose of just saying. They're the little
just
things
saying.
In life, but
yeah.
But it just kind of in the moment rubbed me the wrong way. And I just went, really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's something that you get over in 24 hours.
Oh,
but, you know. 24.
I put it on the sheet. I was like, you know what? I think this, folks in the audience, y'all, you've had this situation. And it just, it's a little disappointing because at the moment.
Why didn't you like me when I didn't have a TV
exactly.
show?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and I'm fine. Yeah. And it, because there's a moment of any of you out there that have felt, if you've been othered, you know, you feel other than, mm-hmm. you don't, whether it is your, the way you live your life or your status in the socioeconomic scale or the color of your skin or if you're gay or trans, whatever, mm-hmm. however you've been othered. The moment that, even though you claim you don't want validation from the people that kind of put you in those boxes, sometimes when you do get attention from them, you're like, oh, you feel a little spark. You're like, oh, wow. And then to have that spark, oh, they want something. That's uh-huh. why.
You should go, now what are you going to do for me?
I should have.
And make it like, yeah, you're going to buy me a drink.
I did politely say, though, I'm like, well, we don't really cover this kind of thing on my show anyway.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I said that this isn't really our show's cup of tea, but thank you very much. And I'm thinking to myself, and he will be unfollowing me in 3, 2, 1.
That will suck. Then we're going to say who it is if that happens.
Yeah. Panda writes, God, I love the Panda.
You've got mail.
Pandas, I'm loving this just saying. I try to be the total opposite. I have a friend who works in something I love, and I really try extra hard not to bug her about her work. But I think we've known each other long enough. She knows I'm just proud of her. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's a good lesson. It's the reverse is good, too.
Yeah.
Not just talking to people when you need something. I can be better about that. We all could be better about that, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
I was thinking about that in the reverse. I'm like, oh, okay. You know. Coming up on 6:42, my friends, when we come back, we haven't heard this name in a while, Armie Hammer. Why are we hearing about him today? Dawn will tell you when we come back.
Thank you for being afraid.
And now, a golden moment with the Golden Girls.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go take a long, hot, steamy bath with just enough water to barely cover my perky bosoms.
You're only going to sit in an inch of water?
This has been a golden moment with the Golden Girls.
That's just a great show to watch.
It is.
At any point in time.
It was, somebody asked in the audience yesterday, what I think of like classic sitcoms. And I said, you know, I love them. And I said so much so that I'll always, when I think of the pandemic, I'll think a lot of things, but every night when the world, like when everything shut down that first month or so, when it was so weird and uh-huh. you just didn't know what was happening, Colin and I watched the Golden Girls every night, and
yes.
it was just comforting. It was
yes.
just real comforting.
It's like took you back to a time in the 80s where you yep. weren't thinking about paying bills or a pandemic, and you can yep. just laugh at the ladies.
Oh, God. I'll think of Golden Girls. I'll think of you. Because you and I were very, we were connected at the hip those first 6 months or so.
Right, right.
Because you and I were basically the only people in our building.
True, yeah. Holly. Yep.
Holly, too. That's right. And Amy.
Amy.
That's right. They're like, these four are dispensable. We'll let them marinate in the
right.
building.
We'll let them go insane.
Yes. Welcome back, everybody. Alexis is off today. I'm Jace with Dawn on this Thursday, May 19th. What's going on? Armie Hammer. We haven't heard about that Merv Perv lately.
Okay, so if you don't remember about what happened to Armie Hammer, who yeah. is a privileged white male celebrity who's very good looking, who comes from a very wealthy family that has old money. Okay, let's
yeah.
just remind
old
you.
Old money, yeah.
He didn't just get famous because he has a pretty face. This family is, they were oil people. And
were they,
going
that-
back, yes.
Okay.
Very far. And then they also had other businesses as well, but that's where their money started. Mm-hmm. So when I first saw that they were going to do a documentary about Armie Hammer called House of Hammer, I was like, okay, you could have workshopped that maybe another day. Name? Sleep on it and then come back to me. Because I thought it was just going to be about him and all of his sexual fetishes, because he is abusive. I mean, allegedly, many women have come out saying that he was abusive, wanted to be a cannibal. It's just the weirdest stuff.
Okay, but when you said House of Hammer, further proof that they needed to workshop that, you know what I think of?
Well,
I think it's a VH1 reality show with MC Hammer and his family.
Oh, God, Hammer don't hit him,
Okay,
oh, God, no. So House of Hammer, but so this is going to be on ID and Discovery Plus.
Okay.
It is going to be a docudrama about the family, and it's going to go back five generations of this family with a trove of archive and interviews from survivors and family members to expose a, quote, dysfunctional dynasty with its male characters exhibiting all the devastating consequences of privilege gone wild. Debauchery, deceit, abuse, addiction, corruption. Over the course of five generations, the men of the Hammer family have more secrets and scandals than any vault can contain. So this isn't just about him. It's about his dad, his grandpa, his great-grandpa, his great-great-grandpa, and his great-great-great. So it's been a long time that these people have been abusive, deceitful, scandalous. And that's from a history perspective. Now I'm like, okay, I'm in. This is good, juicy stuff. You know, back to like the Gilded Age stuff.
Yeah, because it was just about Army.
His acts of violence on women are just, some of the things that people described, I reread because I was like, I do remember the cannibalism, but just rereading the accounts of these victims, first of all, having affairs with a lot of women during his marriage. And then, you know, he was divorced from his wife, didn't know anything about it. I believe her because some abusive people who are they prey upon certain people, but they might not do it to their wife, the mother of their children. You know what I'm saying? They might just choose other people that they find disposable.
Yep.
So anyway, this looks I'm interested.
I hope it's well done, don't you? Because some of those some of those Discovery Plus shows look like they were shot on Phil Jones's iPhone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No offense to
Phil
Jones's
iPhone.
Sometimes
I watch those because they are so bad.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love bad reenactments. I love it. So, yeah, I hope it is good as well.
I always turn those off. If it looks like, if the lighting's real bad, like they just used a desk lamp, just to light the face.
If you do like those kind of things, though, may I suggest?
Okay,
Evil Lives Here, which is I watched like four seasons at your house when I was dog sitting.
Oh,
for a long
because
period
you
of time.
Think that evil lives in my house?
No, no. Yes. This is like people who, as kids, evil. It has a formula. Every episode has like two different people that grew up. And there was something wrong from the beginning, and the sisters and the family, you don't know what they did until the end, which is suspenseful. It's a true crime type of show.
But Evil Lives Here season one. Okay.
They interview the family, and they just start from the beginning with like little Army, you know, he used to dissect birds, that he found or whatever. And then he did this and chased me with a knife when he was three, you know, things like that. And you're like, uh-oh. And then they get in trouble in school and then they like start drawing demons or whatever.
You mean like episode one, season one in 2016 that's described as follows? Huh? The title of the episode is Something is Different About Robbie. Though Ronald Hawkins and Candace Sims knew that their son Robbie was different from an early age, they were unprepared for the violent act that Robbie would commit, a crime that shook the nation. Now they talk about it all on camera.
It's
what
a very
the hell did
like,
Robbie
I,
do?
Well, that's what you always want to know. Jason, I watched four seasons. So I would just binge it like all day. I would be like, time to take the dogs out, time to feed them, back to Evil Lives Here.
No wonder you think you hear things in my house.
But this isn't
You're
spirits.
Watching this crap when you house it.
These aren't spirits. These are real life people that are committing, which, you know, I'm sorry that I'm laughing about, you know, but I'm laughing about the way the show is shot because they will reenact things. And you're like, oh, that is a bad wig.
Oh, see, now I kind of want to watch this.
At least watch one episode. You can pick and choose because they're all, it's not a linear. This is like, they're all different. There's really a good one about an Amish kid that I'm like, oh no. They get a doll that has a face, which in Amish culture is not allowed. You can't have a doll with a face. So all Amish dolls don't have faces.
What? I've never heard that.
Okay.
Really?
Right? Well, I didn't know either until I was like, that's why little dolls with straw hair that don't have faces exist. Yeah, because they believe that it has something to do with God. I don't know. It has just something to do with. You can't make anything in an image that you would adore and look at that has a face. That's why they don't have artwork or anything like that. It has to tie in with that. I did watch the episode and I knew at the time, but it's been a while. But anyway, they get a doll with a face and then evil happens.
Okay. Well, Alexis is screwed then because she has $5,000 of faces. That's going to do it for this hour. Coming up next, how much do you love Big Macs? Well, no matter how you answer that question, chances are you don't love it as much as one man. That story, plus TV talk and more. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.